by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by two capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMake are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. This is a really important. We have John W. Spring here, and last week I tried to get cornered Congressman District 25 in South Florida, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, and he backed off and basically said in this statement he sent to me by email that he didn't try to say that the Russians had nukes, but the Russians were present there. Look, they only have people in smocks. They're there to set up missile silos. If you see the satellite photos we talked about 3 months ago with John, with our program we did with Rent's program, which he said we should receive the Pulitzer Prize. The fact is, you did the research after I put the markers out indicating the problem, and you have the brilliant skill sets and abilities to actually research back that allowed you to identify the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis and the 1987 Grenada Island Crisis. So this is a really big problem, and we're not getting a response at all from the politicians. They're trying to kind of skirt the issues. Today I saw the interview with Mr. Pompeo.
Yes.
So what we have is a situation where, you know, the politicians are trying to play games here. Pompeo today was on the show on Fox News talking about this when he's sitting there beside the Russian representative. But the fact wanting the Russians to, you know, not support Maduro, it's not support. It's not like, hey, I'd like to support you at a distance.
Okay.
So what I have is a situation where they're not going to ignore me very much longer. I'm getting more and more contacts deeper inside the government. I have some media people I'm working with. And I'm going to break through to Mr. Trump himself and his advisors because they're trying to pretend a game here.
Yes. By the way, I'm breaking up, Dr. Bill. Your board operator engineer should probably call me on my landline.
No, I can hear you fine. I had to blunt it because the door was left open here for a second, and it's getting a little loud.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
well,
yeah, you're not breaking up here. I want to hear what you have to say because what I'm seeing going on here is a bit of an obscenity. You're not going to ignore us, politicians. You work for us, and we need to have our voice spoken to these people. Trump, by the way, is miles better than the Democrats, but he's still stupid. He doesn't have good intel information. He's got people around him that are kind of skirting the issues, trying to pretend, well, we're going to negotiate this. No, you're not. If you don't put all the cards on the table, you're not going to negotiate anything. For example, what's going on in Iran with the Saudi tankers that have been hit with Iranian things, which have put holes 10 or 12 feet long in them, is because Iran is now pushing back on the idea we're putting further sanctions on them in terms of oil production. And the other European nations are still playing this game that they want to maintain the old deal that the idiot Obama put together with Joe Biden for Iran. And there's a linkage there with the Iranian-backed Hezbollah and missiles that are attacking Israel right now, which is why they had to cut short Pompeo's visit and why we moved a aircraft carrier and our B-2 bombers there, and Trump is threatening 120,000 troops being reinserted into the Middle East. This is no game here, people. And you and government better damn well listen to us, because we're going to get enough voice out there with the people to listen. They're going to email and contact you, and that's what I suggest to everybody. Listen to John W. Spring. He's going to tell you the facts about how dangerous this is. This is not a minor crisis, even compared to the Cuban Missile Crisis in Grenada Island. This is the most serious nuclear crisis America has ever had, and the politicians and the media are trying to ignore us, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Now, one thing that makes it so complicated, Dr. Bill, is that this situation requires more than just intelligence reports from various sources. It requires analysis of those intelligent reports. And that's where the gray matter is lacking in our intelligence community. Now,
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go one step further. I think there are some people within the intel community, probably in the lower echelons, that understand the severity of this, because some of them do listen to programs like ours. But the problem is they won't go all the way. And I don't know why they're not laying out all the cards. For example, when China's saying they don't want to, they had this trade agreement, which was actually by a more reasonable element within the PLA government. But the same PLA are not only poisoning us with enough carfentanil to kill every American last year and then early this year, being smuggled across the Mexican border, and they're stealing our intellectual property with almost 400,000 students and engineers actually in the country, stealing technology and bringing it back to China. They're trying to force our corporations in China to hand over technology and patents, and they don't want to have the patent protection for intellectual property because in a totalitarian society, they don't invent anything. They steal our technology and try to upgrade it once they get our tech. And they want to steal AI and manufacturing and eventually control all production of all consumable goods on the planet by 2025, which is only 6 years from now. So people need to start getting a life here. The China's our enemy. Russia's our enemy. We can tame them if we actually put our foot down. And if next step, I think, Trump should start seizing the bank accounts of these maniacs and literally targeting the actual facility creating the carfentanil in China by space-based weapons if necessary. But it needs to stop. And in terms of Cuba in as a proxy of Russia in with Maduro's regime, a proxy of Russia, I heard a statement the other day that the best thing to support NATO was the presence of Vladimir Putin. Putin is a freaking maniac. He's a dangerous maniac, and he's got a nuclear gun at our throat right now. And these politicians and these media damn well need to wake up, don't they?
Yes, they do. Now, if I may just phone in specifically for a moment on the crisis itself. The crisis itself is very difficult for people in the intelligence community to understand because it's basically a replica of the plan that was designed back in the early 1980s, which led to the invasion of Grenada.
Right.
Now,
well, only with better missiles that have higher, they're not hypersonic cruise missiles that can change their course on contact and can actually evade being hit with missile defense technology.
Yes, but they don't even need the hypersonic missiles, Dr. Bill. This is what is so simple about the plan. If they want to introduce hypersonic, it's basically overkill. They don't really need it. The conventional intermediate range ballistic missile is adequate enough to destroy initially destroy America.
And yeah, but by the way, the very first layer, I'm going to explain this to people so they understand. If I was Russia, and I'm going to put my mindset of I'm a Russian, I'm going to speak, I would speak as Russian. First weapon I strike in America must be given some degree of confusion, which means it must be a weapon of indignation to knock out power grid. Second layer hit military bases after power grids out 24 hours. Third is to population centers if not full surrender by American president. That's what their plan is, isn't it?
That's one possible plan. Another plan is a direct nuke attack on America, which they planned back basically in the 1960s and the 1980s. There are two schools of thought, Dr. Bill, within the Kremlin. One is to completely destroy America to the extent that it will no longer exist and could no longer be salvaged. The second one is basically what you just alluded to a moment ago, where we do an EMP or they do an EMP attack on us to cripple us to the extent that
Well, the reason why they do an EMP attack is it can be done by cyber attack. Because the best hackers in the world are Russian, the second best are European, the third are Chinese from the Tianjin Blue Army in Tianjin, China. And there's 250,000 hackers in the Tianjin Blue Cyber Army in China. People don't know that, do they?
No.
250,000 hackers.
Yes, it's a huge number. It's an army in itself. In fact, I think it is referred to in China as the hacker army or the cyber
army.
It's called
the Tianjin Blue Cyber Attacking Army. It's actually, they sit at desks with high-speed satellite-based internet that can hack into anybody's grid. Anywhere on Earth, they can go into your Amazon. They can hack into your air traffic controllers, your water treatment facilities, your power grid. They hack into everything. And they leave little signatures indicating, Kilroy was here, so that the people in the intel agencies know that the Chinese have been hacking. That's why it's so ridiculous that they didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton, because even people that are hackers from Bulgaria said when they found evidence that the closet computer that Hillary Clinton had classified emails on was hacked in by at least seven major nations, including Russia and China and Iran. People don't get this. Hillary Clinton is an idiot and a criminal, and she's a satanic witch. And she was leading America down the pathway. That's why they gave 20% of her uranium away to Russia, so they could get the uranium back in the form of nuclear weapons. It's ridiculous.
Yes. But because they are so gung-ho on acquiring more uranium, I think there's a lot of possibility that the earlier plan to basically obliterate America cannot be overlooked. And basically, when we're looking at this particular missile crisis, Dr. Bill, we have to consider the possibility that that they plan to nuke us.
Well, yeah, that's possible. But let me explain what's going on inside Russia. And you probably know this, but I have a little bit of both intuitive and other knowledge levels. Russia is an oligarchical state. There's a small clique of white Russians that run the whole state. In the Russian, people don't realize the Communist Party in Russia, only 10% of the population maximum have the right legal right to be members of the Communist Party. And of that Communist Party, only 0.1% actually can be oligarchs, which means the largest aluminum producer in the world is an oligarch Russian member of the Russian Duma. And when we look at Putin, you have to understand there's various elements, just like in China. That's why they pulled out of this treaty with China, because there's elements that figured we got to make a deal with America, we got to protect their intellectual property, we got to work on an even keel with them. And the 150-page agreement was already accepted by Trump, which is why he's so pissed about this. He's pissed because there's hard elements inside China, just like there's hard elements in Russia, that had a little bit too much vodka last night, and they bang the desk and say, "We want to hit America hard." Now, you idiots in Russia and China need to understand several things. Number one, America has weapons centuries, not decades, ahead of you. Both AI technology, as well as space-based and scalar technology. If you start a war with America, America will push a button without firing one missile or one bullet. You will cease to exist. Now, you need to take this to heart if you're listening to these foreign countries, because you idiots, you're desk-bounding Russian people who had too much vodka last night. Now, Putin has enough sense to know you do not start a war with America, but there's enough nutty Russians that could make a mistake. For example, you could have somebody operating on one of the ships, let's say, in the Black Sea, and they can actually fire off missiles to our bases and hit every one of our military bases in the Middle East if a conflict starts with Iran, and actually hit them with intermediate-range nukes right off one of their ships in the Black Sea. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. Dr. Bill, I would be willing to go one step further. Not only are we decades or centuries ahead, but I would be willing to go so far as to say millenniums ahead in the high tech.
Right.
In these areas. It is beyond our scope of knowledge, almost, to how far we are ahead.
It's not beyond
your knowledge.
I'll tell you why it's not beyond. You know what we have? We have three things going for us. Number one, we're the ancient Ephraimic tribes. America is basically the resurrection of the Ephraimic tribes cast out by the Medo-Persians to Isfahan. And the state of Israel is the remnant state of Israel, resurrected now as an apostate state run by Khazarians, with only a proxy of Falashi and other Jews. And the people of Palestine are actually ancient Hebrews that were converted by Islam. What God's going to do is he's going to do a supernatural thing to bring back people to a conception of who God is, the creator and the destroyer. And he is the creator of worlds and the destroyer of worlds. And he's going to intervene here shortly. Now, he has to bring people like us that have the truth forward, because God wants to bring forth grace and judgment. And he can only bring grace when he has people that carry the grace forward to the people with the truth. The truth not only sets you free, it sets you free of health problems, it sets you free of geopolitical ignorance. And the ignorance of Mr. Pompeo and Mr. Bolton and Mr. Trump, who's our POTUS, our President of the United States right now, could allow accidents to occur to cause a catastrophe. And a number of accidents happened, or near happened. For example, most people aren't aware of this, but I had one of my friends was Colonel Lynn Wills. And he was a radar commander of NORAD, and he was a good friend of mine, because his son and my son were best friends back in Colorado 25 years ago. And what happened is, when I was taking care of employees working at NORAD and U.S. Space Command, Missile Defense Command, and many other classified projects, I got to learn above top secret information, which would be at or above the presidential level. And then, of course, the president's so busy, he probably didn't get the detailed information that I got from all the different subsections of classified work falling on a collared line to a classified lockdown facility. But here's some facts. Number one, we have technology that transcends the human race, okay? We have And we have actually weaponized Russia to give them nuclear weapons, and we're given targeting technologies through Lockheed Martin and Sputnik in the late 90s under Bill Clinton to China and Russia so they could accurately target our cities. That was done through a project, through the Globalist Project, for the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and the Globalists. They did this on purpose. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVast, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro increases the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You were asking me on the break of whether or not I got further information. So while you actually did that, I'm very quick at searching. And I have a fast custom-made supercomputer. So I went online, and I pulled up a ton of information about satellite imaging. And we got tons of it. And so when I talked to the assistant to Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, who's, by the way, whose aunt was the first wife of dictator Fidel Castro back in the late 1950s and early 60s, before I guess they divorced or separated or whatever, people need to understand that Cuba is directly involved. There's 46,000 Cuban military, including the private security force around Maduro. And Cuba is basically just a proxy. They're just there to maintain the flow of oil to Venezuela to Cuba, because without Venezuelan oil, Cuba shuts down. It's my action, and this is my list of things that Trump needs to do first, before he threatens Russia or even takes the bank accounts of Putin. The first thing he needs to do is do a direct embargo of not allowing any Venezuelan oil to be processed by U.S. refineries on or off America, or allow us to trade with any country that processes Venezuelan oil, including Europe. Number two, he needs to actually do a direct embargo to blockade any oil tankers going to Cuba from Venezuela. Okay, that's number two. And number three, he needs to start seizing bank accounts of any businesses that do business with Cuba, because Cuba is basically acting as an enemy state. And it's very probable, even if they don't have nukes on there, they're directly collaborating with the not only the Putahuete Nicaraguan nukes, which are very likely can be set up in a matter of hours by Russia, but also La Rochelle Island, and of course the Bear Bomber Tu-160 bombers. And you, as you said already, you don't even need a hypersonic cruise. Regular INF violating cruise missiles can, you know, coming at normal speeds of say Mach 2 or 3 can do it. But these new ones that the Russians boast about, which they did basically in April of 2018, Putin did online, and you can see the videos, is hypersonic cruise missiles that can change direction and can evade totally any of our missile defense systems. And I went over, for over 50 minutes, all the missile defense systems with a previous expert, and I added my take last weekend of the laser net interferometry system, which is my take. And people should understand, I don't ask people to like Dr. Deagle, but I insist on them damn well showing some respect. And that includes you and the
government. Absolutely.
I don't want them, and I want them, if they disagree with me, to use pointed and violent opposition with intellectual vigor and facts, rather than trying to do ad hominem attacks on Deagle. Because I don't give a crap what you think about me. But I do care about the population of Earth, because we are sitting on a time bomb, and you can hear the tick, tick, tick damn sound. And I don't care what people think. I'm a big boy Christian. And I'm a prophet of the Most High God. I'm going to tell you right now, that's why I deal with people like you that are brilliant and have the guts to stand up for the truth and were wise enough not to open your mouth after 1962, or they would have killed you rather than the Russian who they called a spy and then they tortured and killed him. People need to understand what we're whistleblowing right now is an example of Russia and China trying to resist the New World Order, consuming them in a world order. Now, Trump may or may not know this, but he's asking for a proxy for the World Banks and so on to finally consume every nation on Earth into the New World Order. Now, the Chinese started what's called Belt and Road, and I've had big arguments with Harley Schlanger over this, because LaRouche totally thinks that the communists can do no wrong. Oh, they're not in Venezuela. They're not doing this and that. Harley is full of crap, okay? And so is all of the LaRouche people that try to pretend to China. But China, if you take their perspective, and these people in China are what we call, I'm going to say they're novices dealing with the beast, okay?
Yes.
America is about to consume them as a proxy of the British Empire. We are just a colony of Britain, and Britain is basically under the control of the Vatican. It's under the control of the Druidic Council of 13. It's directly under control of Satan through his proxies, the transdimensional entities called the Chitahuri, the Naga, and the Dagan, that are basically the indwelling spirits of the ancient Nephilim that were cast out and destroyed at the flood that God caused to destroy the people of Earth, were genetically modified by these beings that came from other worlds, which were from the belt of Orion and the star system Orion, with all the other transgalactic beings. Now, our nation, America, interacts with a lot of these advanced worlds outside of Earth. So they have technology. That's why 1947 was not just a little thing going on in Nevada. This goes back a long time. One of the major incidents was with one of our military back in the 1850s. People don't know this stuff, do they? They don't realize that all the ancient secret orders have documents and actual articles and artifacts going back in the Vatican Library, going back to the library in Alexandria, Egypt, exported eventually to the Vatican Library, which is the greatest library on Earth, is the Vatican Library under the Pope. People don't know this, do they? And they have a higher understanding. That's why when you hear them talking about extra-dimensional beings and in the position of the Vatican on E.T., if you actually read what they say, they can believe that these E.T. can actually evangelize us. Did you know that? Did people know that the Vatican, oh, no, they're pro-life. No, they're not. They're pro-Satan. They're pro-Lucifer. Just like the high-level Jews are all wizards. No different than, the Saruman and Magnificent from the Trilogy of the Ring. And people don't get this. They think, oh, you're just making that up. They go, I said, look, my knowledge is so vast and so deep, I don't want to blow it away completely so you'll think I'm just nuts. But you need to understand, I'm trying to explain to you something that you're seeing the lower level of the space chest here and what's really going at a higher level. And most of these people involved, even in these secret orders, have no idea how they're being manipulated at much higher levels than they think exist. They don't believe it, do they?
Yes. No.
But its fact is, so please continue. I want you to, so people need to realize we're sitting on a knife's edge and a mistake. For example, when this happened with Colonel Lynn Wells, he told me about a number of incidents that happened. Both we and Russia almost started a launch on command sequence. And there's a supercomputer in NORAD called Huey. Do you ever hear about it? H-U-E-Y. Right. Just like the, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, the ducks, right?
Yes.
When you're a kid. Yeah, Huey is a supercomputer that when you get the launch on command sequence from the President and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and you have to have both, by the way, to start a launch on command sequence of our submarine launch and our ground based nuclear missiles and our space based satellite weapon systems, which includes Grazer, which is a gamma ray scanning device that can scan an entire city and kill everybody in it from space at the speed of light. Our Tesla, basically plasma ray systems, which we have in a number of places, including White Sand Missile Base and Vandenberg, all right? And our space-based rods from God that can shoot a depleted uranium rod at 35,000 miles an hour through in linear accelerator tubes. And when it hits the ground, you won't even hear it coming because it goes way beyond the speed of sound. And when it hits, it's like a nuclear force, and there's no signature of a missile coming in. There's no jet fuel or anything. It's just a rod from God. That's only a couple of the things we have. People don't know we have technology to trigger off earthquakes, volcanoes, and superstorms. We can turn off a storm like the day after tomorrow. They can drop the temperature at the ground to 300 below zero in a matter of minutes. Did you know that? So if we want to drop the temperature over, say, Moscow, we can actually drop it from space in a matter of minutes and freeze everyone in it at sub-zero temperatures up to below the freezing temperature of liquid nitrogen.
Yeah.
That's how advanced our technology is. People don't get this, damn it. And you people, lose idiots in China and Russia, if you start a contact with the beast, and the beast is America, we are the New World Order. And people don't get this.
Yeah.
And the reason why these people are so damn paranoid is even Trump is completely unaware of the fact, even when he's doing things, he's pushing 5G network, which is the final layer of the mark of the beast itself. He's an idiot, okay? He's not aware of it, and so does his Mick Mulvaney, his guy. Well, I don't know what's wrong with 5G. Maybe it's toxic. I don't care. It looks good. I mean, we want to be prescient in these technology because they're the final layer of the damn mark of the beast system to control human consciousness and the biology of all living things. Because I personally know how to make directed energy weapons that are the most dangerous weapons in history, and so does the government, the Pentagon and NSA and so on in our military. And if the enemy knew what the hell we had when they get into the battlefield, they would get out of their tanks and their aircraft and run like hell. They got no idea what they're facing if they face America at the time of the end, are they?
That is so true. You know, a moment ago when you were alluding to the 1850s, that the technology was beginning back then,
right.
Very few people are aware of how sophisticated and how advanced mining engineering in Nevada near and around Carson City was during that time. And
right.
this is one of the reasons why Area 51 is located where it's at, basically, in Nevada, because of this advanced technology, which occurred back in the 1850s, was so advanced that it enabled this type of construction to occur so long ago.
Yeah.
And
they reverse engineered it.
Yeah,
and also you have to understand there's intuitives, what I call scientific intuitives. People don't know that, you know, Nikola Tesla. Did you know Nikola Tesla's father was a Russian Orthodox minister, and he had access
That's
to the
right.
Vatican
Library? Yes.
And do you know that
yes.
his father had access to the Vatican Library, and the Book of the Ancient was called The Frequencies of the Orbs of the Planet? So he said everything is frequency. That's a quote from Nikola Tesla. He got that actually from a book that was translated and brought back from the Alexandria Library to the Vatican Library thousands of years ago by the Romans. And that book is tens of thousands of years old. People don't know we had a planet full of human beings on Mars. It was destroyed by an ancient galactic war. In fact, when we went back there, and the private name of Mr. Donald J. Trump, who was, by the way, his ancestors was the one leading the Crusades over 1,100 years ago. Mr. Donald J. Trump, his private name is actually Apollyon Rising, to resurrect the human population on Mars, re-terraform the planet. People don't know this, do they? They think Dr. Deagle's making this up. No, I'm not. One of the first things mentioned to me 25 years ago, July 10th, was we control every cubic centimeter between here and Mars. So when Gary McKinnon, the little Scottish kid with Asperger syndrome, hacked into the naval computers and got the list of off-planet multinational space fleets and didn't realize what he'd got, and they've been trying to extradite the kid for decades, and luckily the Scots were smart enough not to let the kid be extradited and tortured. But the fact is, they wouldn't dismiss it because it's the freaking truth. All right?
Yes. And one of the tragic things in history was the burning or destruction of the library in Alexandria, Egypt.
But most of the things are already translated out. All those library things now exist in the Vatican. And the Vatican, by the way, a lot of those have been moved out to NSA sites and underground cities. So people have to understand that the Vatican itself and the Jesuits, who is now the current Pope, is just one of the seats of the 12 other seats besides the Pindar that runs Earth for Lucifer. People don't understand this chain of command and order. I do. And in fact, they tried to recruit me to become the Pindar's understudy 27 and a half years ago. So I understand exactly, not just a little faint idea about what's going on. I have an intimate understanding of the biblical, which, by the way, agrees exactly with the ontogeny of the New World Order, what's really going on, and neither the left or right is going to tell you this straight up, whether it's Buttigieg or Kamala Harris or Donald J. Trump. We're all moving toward the New World Order of one side or another because it's just two sides of the belly of the snake. It's the same damn snake, whether it's a GOP
yeah.
snake or a Democratic snake, but the snake is moving us toward the New World Order and total totalitarian Luciferic control of planet Earth. That's what's happening.
Yes.
Now, I support Trump. But I wanted to get a chance to talk to this man because he's never met anybody like me on Earth, and he never will. And I want him to bring brilliant people like you to his side so he can actually start to realize when you're dealing with Russia, they have justifiable paranoia. They do. So do the Chinese. But these people in Russia and China are idiots. Because I remember talking to a senior engineer at the Storage Tech, and he said, well, he was a Belarusian Russian nuclear engineer in the Russian nuclear forces in the Black Sea. He told me, I always knew in Russia you had much worse weapons than Warehouse 13. People need to understand, they know they're dealing with the beast. That's why there's been attempts over and over again to take over Russia. We talked about this the other day, just yesterday, with Gary Richard Arnold. People need to understand, even the Jews are just a proxy for the New World Order. The kippah on their head was given to them by the Vatican. Did you know that? It's not a Jewish element that's on their head. It's a sign that they're subservient and the burgomeisters to the Vatican. Did you know that? To be the ones that have usury, which is a mortal sin in the Catholic Church, until just recently, in the last 100 years, that charging usury was a mortal sin would condemn you to hell. And you couldn't get out even with a novena or putting so much money in a little collection box. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah. They don't understand that the Vatican runs everything, and as well as the banks and the international trade and Hollywood, I call. And the word Hollywood is actually a term for a pindar made from the holly plant uses a wizard's wand.
Exactly.
That's what Hollywood means. It's the wizard's wand. People don't get it. That's why they're protesting 100 movie actors and three production companies not wanting to go to Georgia. By the way, they never went there before. But they're protesting the idea of the heartbeat bill in Georgia just passed. Liars, liars.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Well, in the last 24 hours with the holes in the Saudi tanks, with the movement of the aircraft carrier, with the movement of the heavy-range B-2 bombers with nuclear weapons on, with the threat of Trump putting 120,000 troops, the gloves are off. And it should become very obvious to some that there's a linkage between the trade deals with Russia and China, the situation in Venezuela, and the situation in the Middle East, and the situation in North Korea. The fact that North Korea is firing off short-range nuclear missiles, not intermediate range, and he's not really dismantling the actual facilities. We have satellite photos that know that that the Pyongyang's facility, which has an old nuclear reactor, had to be dismantled by these idiots because it's not useful and it's dangerous. But they're not decreasing the... In fact, we have proof. In fact, I think you mentioned this when we talked last time, that the Russians have upgraded the nuclear missiles and guidance systems for North Korea in the last 6 months since we've been talking about this. So the Russians have actually increased the accuracy and the targeting technology of the North Korean missiles, and they probably, after this meeting with Kim, and he has this puss on his face like, hey, I can't make a deal, and he wants America to take off the sanctions. It's not a North Korean issue at all. North Korea is just a proxy of Russia, and Russia is directly linked, and Russia basically is acting like, hey, like I saw one of the statements by Pompeo. He said he didn't agree with the idea that Crimea should be taken over by Russia, number one, or the fact that there was a Ukrainian tanker and its crew there are still in Russian custody after they violated and went into territory where they could have knocked down the bridge between Crimea and Russia. People don't understand, now we have a new president elected in Ukraine, things might stabilize, but they still have standing military forces. They actually were shelling the Donbass kids in eastern Ukraine around Vladivostok. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't.
The average person watching Fox News and regular, I call garbage news network, they should call it our crime news network, CNN, and MSNBC, I call the vomit network. And the average person that actually has like two clues, and the problem is, if you go to university, you don't go there to get smarter. I'm certain if you did a proper IQ or intelligence test that goes beyond IQ, there'd be a significant drop in IQ from going to universities in America now. They make you stupid as hell. And if you think you're going to lose your score and probably fail a course from one of your dumb professors trying to do mind control on you by saying, if you don't regurgitate the same garbage they say, you're going to fail a course. That's what's really going
on,
isn't it?
Yes, academic freedom has gone out the window. It no longer exists. All we have basically is fraud and the dumbing down of the students. It's a sad state of affairs. It isn't academic anymore.
I don't like to use the term sad. You know what I call it? I call it a gutless state of affairs. People like me have got guts. That's why last year when I had a guy threatening me and I tracked him down and got him by his name, I threatened him back personally on Facebook, and I said, if you're stupid enough to show up in Vista and you try to harm me and my family with a machete or a weapon, I'm going to kill you. And be, oh, you can't say that, Dr. Deagle. You're a terrible person. I said, yeah, I'm terrible if you try to kill me or hurt my family. You wouldn't even believe how terrible I'd be. You'd be better off to have the devil after you than Deagle if you try to harm me or my family. And guess what? Stopped it. I don't get threats anymore. You know why? They realize I am nuts. I am dangerous if you try to cross me, legally and otherwise.
Yes. Well, I try to be peaceful, but
I don't try to be peaceful.
Appropriate action.
I don't try to be peaceful. I try to be appropriate. I love my fellow man, even the ones that are evil to me. I pray for them. But don't dare try to think that legally, physically, or otherwise you're going to attack me and get away with it, including ad hominem attacks. Remember, God has grace and he also has judgment. We have to operate like God. Always pray for your enemies. Always do everything. But there's an end to grace. And when grace ends, all that's left, including in the physical world, is judgment.
Yes.
That's why Joshua, who was a follower after Moses, was a was the one who killed all these Hivites and Jebusites, etc., when they moved into the land of Israel. Remember that? Moses was never permitted to go into the land, but Joshua was. And he went
and
killed, raped, and destroyed, and burned to the ground everything, including animals, children, tents, everything, even their gold. In fact, the gold of Ophir was, it was a gold wedge that it was held by Ai, and is in his tent, and they actually had to do a parsing to find out which tribe and which tent had to actually hid this down underneath the floorboards or underneath his tent floor. So the fact is that God knows the intentions of your hearts. And guess what? He's not tolerant. And there's an end to grace. There's only judgment and destruction. And we have to operate in the same manner. They need to know we're serious. We want to be operating good as good Americans, have dialogue. But the other side doesn't want to dialogue anymore. And if they want to get violent, like try to seize our guns or do things to us that are bad, like socialized health care and killing our people, we're going to turn on them and they can't even imagine what we'll do to them.
Yes.
They can't imagine
I know.
We're Joshua Christians. I'm a Joshua Christian, not a passive, I always believe in peace. No, I believe in truth and judgment and grace. But the end of grace is judgment.
Yes. Joshua was told to be bold, brave, and strong, very strong.
Right.
And this is one thing that the American people do not fully understand. They just think that we have to be peacefully all the time just to get along with everyone else.
You can't.
No.
And the same thing with Russia. Firstly, we have to understand that America is a proxy for the New World Order. Back in October 10th, 1993, I was taken supernaturally from Colorado Springs, supernaturally by the angel, to Colorado Springs to be the city from which the Mark of the Beast would come. I personally know more and can answer more questions about the actual Matrix, which is like the movie, the Mark of the Beast, and the whole cybernetic world that they're building right now, and within a couple of years, they'll be able to hack into your consciousness. If you look at the cell phone companies, if you look at the laptops, if you look at people text messaging at the speed of light and their damn phones and their thumbs are growing as they text message faster and faster from over-exercise, if you actually look at their intentions to actually have eventually hacking directly into your brain. And right now, for the last 20-some years in Japan, they can actually create voice-to-skull technology to the petrous temporal bone so they can actually have you walk by a soda machine and a Japanese will tell you to buy a soda. People don't know it's not against the law in Japan to do that. Did you know that?
Yes, this has been going on for, as you said,
decades,
quite a while
three
now.
Three decades.
And, of course, the average American has no idea what is going on.
Well, if you listen to the show, they will. And they might think, well, I just think Diggle's a nut. Look, I want you to do three things. I know you're in a state of shock because you listen to the show. That's fine. Because I'm basically taking you now, and you've been, say, a burn victim. I'm getting a central vein IV on you. I'm slapping oxygen. Maybe I'm intubating you so you don't die because you got smoke inhalation. I'm putting you in a hospital, and maybe I had to put you in a cardiac assist pump or on dialysis to keep you from dying. But you have to understand, intellectually, I'm going to tell you the truth to keep you alive intellectually. You're not going to hear the truth in your local church or watching news media or reading magazines. You're going to get a little smattering of things here and there that just don't make sense to you. But most people play with their mental blocks. They don't want to hear the truth. So what I want to do is I want to connect all the dots here today. The fact we don't have a trade agreement with China is directly because the Chinese want to support the Maduro regime, and they want to support joint military operations with Russia, and they have their own SWIFT financial system to parallel the one of the World Banks through the World Banks out of Brussels, Belgium, and Europe, and under the control of the Vatican. And people don't understand this, that we're at the final stages of the 10 kings giving their power to the beast for 1 hour. Next month, June 5th, after Ramadan, Donald J. Trump's son is going to declare some of the elements of the peace accord with the Palestinian state and the Israel and the Islamic states of the south. And Iran is all agitated about this because they have their own viewpoint of how eventually the return of Muhammad and what do they call the leader that's the final guy? They call it Imam Mahdi, the return of the Mahdi.
Yes.
And what people don't understand, these people believe this stuff like it's, you know, like they're breathing oxygen, and this is the truth, it's a lie. And it's a Luciferic lie that's setting them up because the Muslims that are Shiite and Sunni hate each other more than they hate Jews and Christians. Because they have a different viewpoint of who the Mahdi is going to be. There's a senior broadcaster in Turkey who considers himself the Mahdi. And in fact, he was actually warning the current leader of Turkey before the American launched the attack to try to actually do a regime change in Turkey. Turkey right now is not our ally anymore. That's why they're not getting back any of the joint strike fighters or even missiles and so on. Turkey basically is turning on us, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
And people need to understand what's going on. We have to understand what's going on here. This is why Russia and China are playing this game. So the hard elements in China said, there's no freaking way we're going to take this 150-page deal that we already agreed after a year of negotiations with China. And Trump was really ticked, justifiably, because it was going to mean that we're going to protect our intellectual property, we can collaborate on technology, we can stabilize trade, we can have, you know, joint currencies, maybe eventually move to a Bretton Woods plan where we back up our currencies with gold, which China already did 3 years ago. People need to realize the hard elements in China basically, like these drunken Russians, want to bank the table and think they can take on America. Listen, Chinese, you try to take on America, you're going to cease to exist. There will be fewer Chinamen in China than gold of warfare, okay? And if you want to make a deal, the first thing you need to do is become spiritually aware of the real elements of evil going on here, both in your country, with the communists made deals with the World Trade Organization and the global bankers, which is why you're prospering, and 80% of the new billionaires are Chinese PLA members. People don't know this, do they? It's all part of the game. They don't realize, these idiots in China, why they're all becoming billionaires is because it's part of the game.
Yes. Going back to Turkey very quickly, Turkey had the license to manufacture the Stinger surface air missiles, and they must have had other technology available to them through NATO and through the United States agreement. So this is quite a radical change when Turkey realigns itself with Russia at this stage, which people don't quite understand. But getting back to, if I may,
when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened, the air base in Turkey was the main reason why we were able to have a detente with Russia, even though they had nukes aimed at us until the fall of the Soviet Union in 1989. We had missiles in Turkey aimed at the heart of Russia, Moscow, and Stalingrad, which later became again St. Peter. Right.
They were targeted mainly in the Donbass region of the Ukraine. The Ukraine was really the high-tech area of the Soviet Union at that time.
Right, exactly. In fact, all the long-range hypersonic all long-range ICBMs were made in the Donbass Russian of Eastern in Vladivostok, which is Ukraine. And people don't know this, do they?
Yes. No, they don't.
No. That's why right now the fact that they're breaking off, trying to break off with 95% of the population of Russian. And what's really going on here, when I hear Mr. Pompeo say they don't agree with Crimea, Crimea was Russia. In fact, Kiev 200 years ago was the capital of Mother Russia. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. It is a very significant naval base now for Russia as well. But in the few seconds remaining, again, I want to remind our listening audience, whether or not there are nuclear weapons at Punta Huete or La Orchia Island, they can be brought in there at the drop of a hat. Within 24 hours, as Dr. Siegel said earlier,
half a day.
They become operational. Yes.
And set up immediately. Now, the real issue is linkage. If you want to put the connect the dots, the reason why we have a trade dispute now with China and with Russia, with Mr. Pompeo, with the Russian leader there, the Russian negotiator, is because There's a direct linkage with North Korea and Venezuela in news. If you don't get that connection with the trade issues, you won't understand this.